good evening. Welcome back to our coverage of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. And at the end of day one, after six changes, with the lead been exchanged on three occasions, it's the defending champions and the crew that's gone in for three in a row international titles, Manus Kelly and Donal Baird, in their Super Impreza S12B, that lead at the end of day one. They have an advantage of an unofficial 21.2 seconds over the rest of the field. Manus and Donal were out quickest this morning out of the blocks in our early afternoon, and Brina taking almost 8 seconds out of the chasing pack. But then on stage 2, they stalled the car and lost round about 20 seconds or so on Carrick Mountain, and at that stage lost the lead of the rally as well. On that occasion, it went to Donal Kelly and Conor Foley, who were in the Ford Focus WRC. They took the lead heading into Letter League, but the first time round Letter League was a hugely disappointing experience for the Frosses driver, who has yet to win this international. A lot of people were tipping the Donegal man to take victory, given the amount of prep and effort that he put in to his onslaught of trying to win a 2018 title. But for Donal Kelly, it was to come to an end, as on a mucky section of Letter League, the back end of the Focus kicked out and into the ditch the car went. There wasn't enough spectacular around to help Donal Kelly and Conor Foley get back out of the ditch, and that was the end of their rally. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy then inherited the lead after special stage 3, and they then experienced their troubles second time round Carrick Mountain, leading the rally, but they had a puncture and they lost almost 30 seconds as Manus Kelly took the lead heading in to the final stage of the day, which was Letter League. Manus Kelly and Donal Baird again stamping their authority, putting down a very, very quick time to end the day as leaders of this international event. 21.2 seconds is the unofficial advantage over the rest of the field. Second overall is Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in their Ford Fiesta WRC. Declan's just been chipping away at the times all day. He's going as hard as he can in the Fiesta, but at times it's just not working out for him. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are third overall now after their troubles today and second time around Carrick Mountain. They're just 1.5 adrift of Declan Boyle, but he's still in with a shout. He's not too far off the pace, and as we know, anything can happen in rallying, particularly here in Donegal. Darren Gasson and De Sherry, a bit of confusion over his time at the end of the Letter League stage. We were given the time of 7:36.8 for Darren Gass. The timesheets are saying it's a 56.8. Darren Gass did say he had some troubles as well, so we're going to stick with a 56.8, and that means Darren Gass, who was his second, slipping down to fourth. That's 4.7 adrift of Gary Jennings, and just shy of 30 seconds behind the leader, Manus Kelly and Donal Baird. So that's the situation in the top four. Also leading today in the national category is a Donegal crew of Damien Turris and Donal McElhinney, and their Mark II Escort at the end of day one. Let's get a bit of reaction now. Coming up, we'll hear from Damien Turris. We'll also be hearing from a dejected Gary Jennings, Declan Boyle, and first up, the rally leader, Manus Kelly.
Manus, is the end of day one. Looks like you're leading this event. Second time round Letter League, heading into service.
Well, if I'm rushing, it's great, you know. After what happened today in stage two, I'm thanking my lucky stars I'm here at all. So, listen, that's brilliant.
Listen, it's been very tricky conditions. You had a stall in the car as well, and Carrick Mountain. But listen, you've bettered yourself unrightly since then.
Aye, we have indeed, aye. But it, as you say, it's very tricky, Oisin. And, you know, geez, very, very disappointed for Donna where he went off. It was such a stupid place. It just caught him out. And we were all warned, all cow dung and everything on it. It's just so disappointing for him.
Yeah. You said you wanted to be in the mix at the end of day one.
Aye, well, sure, we're not far away anyway, so it's great. Happy enough.
Declan, it's the end of day one of the Donegal International. You're fighting for third. What was your opening day like in the Fiesta?
It was tricky now. We had a load of things that wasn't right between suspension and it wasn't working the tyres right. We drove well on that last stage there. We were 1 second off Manus there. But it's going to be hard to take time with him. 1600 against the 2 litres is the problem we have.
Yeah, and looking ahead now to tomorrow, there's a lot of rain on the way for the first part of the day anyway. Can you pull any sort of time back?
Depends on the weather tomorrow now, so we'll have to wait and see what happens in the morning. Maybe some of them other stages might suit us, I don't know.
Gary, it's been a mixed sort of day for you. You had a bit of a disaster in Kirkwall with a puncture, lost time down to third. But at the end of Letter League, the end of the day, how was that run Letter League for you?
I've just lost all my confidence after losing half a minute, you know. You can't give Declan Boyle and Manus Kelly half a minute lead, do I? I just just no confidence there. It dried up a wee bit too much towards the end there for us. Probably went too soft a tyre, expecting more rain, but no, it's a bit demoralising now to be in a battle and then to give 30 seconds away so handy.
Well, listen, one thing you have to do is pick yourself up. You can do it. And you know yourself, this is a long event and anything can happen.
Yeah, we'll go back now tonight and look at the thing. But it was my own fault. That's the worst thing. It was just a puncture, but it was I don't cut in the notes and I just put the wheel in a bit too far and it just punctured the wheel. So we done 6 kilometres and 3 wheels. So yeah, we're unlucky. We could have lost a lot more time, I suppose, but yeah, it's just not nice.
Came in at the start of the day. Was it to be leading the national your target?
No, it was not. It was a good run. We settled in. The car was in great shape and very easy driven. So it was a good steady run.
Yeah. And obviously the wet conditions, the tricky conditions, is something that you thrived in today.
I always went well in the wet, you know, but that's the home stages here. These first two would be my local stages, so we kind of had to go on them.
Yeah. What about tomorrow then? It's a big day. Tomorrow is going to be wet again.
It's only starting. The rally's really only starting, so we'll just take it now and see what comes.
And that was Damien Tour speaking about the end of a letter league. He is the national leader. We'll just look at that category in the national. Damien Tour and Donal McElhinney leading by just 0.3 from Ian Barton and Paul McGee. It's escort ahead of a Darien. There's another Darien and Kevin Gallagher and Noel Sullivan sitting third overall, 40.8 adrift. Former winner Gary McPhillips and James McNulty are fourth overall, another 14.9 back. Then it's Gary Kiernan and Donegal's Ryan Moore, fifth. Mark Alcorn and Kevin McCafferty are sixth. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan in seventh. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill in eighth. Stuart Darcy and Alan Keenan and the Darien are ninth. And then Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley wrapping up the top ten in the national rally. They, of course, were seated at number one, or the top seed rather, in the national, but unfortunately for them, they had some issues. Some other selected drivers just in the top 20 in the national. Kyle McGettigan sitting 14th, Frank Kelly 15th, Brian Brogan 16th, John Boner 17th, John O'Donnell 18th, Wesley Patterson with Letterkenny's Johnny Baird on board, wrapping up the unofficial top 20 in the national. Back to that international category. We told you what the story was at the head of the field. Outside that top four, Josh Moffat leads the R5 battle in fifth position overall, and Josh has an advantage of 7.3 over Robert Duggan in another Fiesta R5 in sixth. Sam Moffat is 2 seconds adrift in seventh. Callum Devine from Derry is in eighth at 26.6 down. Robert Barbell is in ninth, and Joseph McGonigal, Kieran Guinea, the All Donegal crew in that money WRC are wrapping up the top 10 in the international rally. The likes of Eugene Donnelly is at 12th, Aidan Ray's leading class 4 Group M is 13th, and also in there as well Gary Cooney and PJ McDermott still on the timesheets as well in the international. But at the head of the field, as we head to the action tomorrow, it's Manus Kelly, Donal Barrett, the winners from last year, the defending champ champions lead by 21.2 from Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Fiesta. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy 1.5 adrift in third, and Darren Gass and Enda Sherry another 4.7 behind in fourth. The action tomorrow sees 8 stages and it's going to be wet again. We understand the forecast, particularly for the first half of the day, is going to be extremely wet, which again will make for tricky conditions, but for spectators it's going to make for spectacular rallying as well. Cairn Hill, Knock, Alec, Garton and Trenta are all to come, and the first of the cars is due on Cairn Hill just before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We will have a preview on Highland just after the 9 o'clock news. Many thanks to the Cross and family, owners of the Pulse nightclub in Letterkenny and the Voodoo venue in Letterkenny, for supporting us this rally weekend and keeping us out and about with sponsorship of our coverage of the rally, plus any Sean Motors for keeping us on the road too. We look forward to another exciting day heading into day 2 tomorrow in the Jewel Donegal International Rally. But the man at the head of the field, along with his navigator, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, lead Donegal as they head for Cairn Hill and Knock tomorrow.